deafening shout rose from the bettors, many of whom were clambering onto the tables and waving balled fists at the club's given proprietors.
"The remote has been destroyed," one of the owners finally announced, receiving an update from somewhere. He added, "The Desolator intercepted the coded feed from the remote."
"The Imperials believe that we're furnishing intelligence to the militia."
"The Star Destroyer is coming around. We're being targeted."
"To the ships!"
someone in the crowd yelled, and 20 beings leapt from their seats and raced for the corridors that led to the moon's small spaceport. Chaos gripped the room as bettors began to scurry every which way, colliding with one another, tripping, slipping on sloshed drinks, and going head over heels. Wading into the turmoil, Six located his co-pilot, and the two of them managed to squeeze into one of the crammed corridors and run for where the Falcon was docked. All the while, Six asking everyone he passed for an update on the score.
"The Imperials are still leading the kill count," a Rhodian said.
"The Insurgents had evened the score," said another.
The Hutt's over-under number had already been superseded. The first ground-shaking volley from the Desolator struck the moon base as the Falcon was warming for launch. Half of the docking bay collapsed, and the ceiling aperture froze a few meters short of fully opened. Six nosed the YT up through the rampaging flames and clouds of black smoke and shot for space, even while packets of scarlet energy were continuing to rain down on the hapless moon. Ships to both sides of the Falcon disappeared in fiery explosions.
"Get the deflector shields up," Six told his co-pilot. "Then plot us a way out of this mess."
He pulled the comm headset on with one hand and enabled it with the other.
"I gotta find out the score."
The ship shook and nearly flipped over onto its back.
"Laser cannon,"
the co-pilot said when he could.
"The Kivin's resort is history. The imps are targeting departing ships."
Six took his eyes off the communication suite to glance out the viewport. The Desolator was a few degrees to starboard and employing all its forward batteries to make mincemeat of the moon and everything close to it. He threw the ship through a barrel roll and accelerated to port, narrowly evading a stream of destruction.
"We can't jump to light speed from this side of the second moon,"
the co-pilot said.
"We need to find a way around the battle."
"Or through it," Six said.
He whipped the headset off and locked his hands on the control yoke.
"Listen for a score."
A globe of explosive light flared in the distance and washed into the cockpit.
"The space station,"
the co-pilot said.
"That'll set the insurgents back some,"
Six muttered a curse.
"I knew I should have taken that bet."
"Come from the Hokard, outbound from Yagdul.
The militia have destroyed 21 Imperial fighters and lost 30 of their own. The remaining headhunters are jumping to light speed."
Six turned to him wide-eyed. Subtracting 10 from the number of Imperial kills would put the score at 20-21 and mean that he had won the bet.
"Is that a final?"
"He didn't say, but with the insurgent fighters out of play..."
Six hooted in celebration. With 10 deducted to the Imperials, the spread was a guarantee.
"Now we just have to survive this."
Nudging the throttle, he sent the Falcon on a corkscrewing course for the second moon. The Desolator was far off to starboard now, but several TIEs were taking a keen interest and dropping into the YT's wake. The co-pilot gripped the instrument panel as bolts hammered against the rear deflectors.
"What are you trying to do? Add us to the tally?"
"That's exactly what I don't want to do,"
Six said through clenched teeth.
"Just keep your finger away from the laser cannon trigger."
"Shields are down to 60%. Don't take another hit."
"Easy for you to say."